Well, I was politically active in the late 1960s on the campus of Duke University. I wrote a column for the campus daily called The Readable Radical, and I marched and demonstrated and made speeches on the Quad and was fully involved in the politics of the late 1960s. And so when I was in the Chronicle office and opened the newspaper and saw that this woman's body had been discovered up in the mountains, I felt an instant kinship to her. Political, generational, her picture looked like a lot of my friends. She was in the organization called VISTA, and I had a friend who was in VISTA. She was a military brat, raised from a military family, and my girlfriend at the time was also that. So there was just a spectrum of identification with her.
Mm-hmm. And just for the benefit of our listeners, VISTA stands for Volunteers in Service to America. Would you explain just briefly what Nancy Morgan was doing in Madison County in 1970 as part of this program?
VISTA in those years was described as the domestic Peace Corps. So people went into impoverished communities, urban communities, Indian reservations, and migrant worker camps, and also included were some communities in the southern Appalachian Mountains where poverty is endemic and has been for centuries. And what Nancy Morgan did was very grassroots kind of thing. She would do recreational stuff for kids. The other members of her group that were there would take people to doctor's appointments. They would try to organize medical clinics because they're often not a doctor in any close proximity. Nancy started a secondhand clothing store for people so people could buy decent clothes at a fraction of their cost. Just basically to go into a community, assess what they thought they needed, and then with local people in the lead where possible, facilitated those different small ameliorative efforts to make their lives better. On the side of the people who came in, there was a great degree of naivete when they came in about what they could do. They were coming with what I call the altruistic impulse to do good. On the other side, the people of Madison County and the Southern Mountains in particular, they've seen these people come and go for 200 years. Missionaries, first religious and then secular, beginning in 1800, the Methodist circuit rider Asbury came into the town where the murder took place in 1800 and complained. I say in the book, he came into town with on horseback with Christian temperance in one saddlebag and disdain for fiddle music in the other. The two worst things he could have been equipped with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the years, first the Methodists were in this county. In the 1880s, the Northern Presbyterians came, and they built missions and churches and boarding schools and medical clinics and craft cooperatives, and they did some great work. But then ultimately they gave up and they left, and the culture returned to what it was. So the same issues that the VISTAs faced in the 1960s had been addressed over time. Alcoholism, violence, nutrition issues, literacy issues. So the people in this local area and the Southern Mountains generally were used to do-gooders coming and going, and so they were a little bit cynical about them. They all came with the best intentions, but sometimes their efforts turned out to be ill-fated.
So what happened to Nancy?
I believe while she was there, she made a good connection. I think the people in Madison County, in her area of Madison County, in Shelton Laurel was the area that's called, they liked her. She was a sweet person. She was dedicated. She had sincere idealism. But in the end, I think she was just at the wrong place at the wrong time, and something terrible befell her.